All right, it's kind of a sad day.
Mm. Yeah.
Mr. Puffy.
Fluffy Pants.
Mr. Fluffy Pants.
Mr. Fluffy
Was it murder?
He got puffy.
Kelly, tell us where you got this fish.
I went to the pet store. My intention was to get 2 goldfish.
Stop right there.
You didn't want to adopt?
Al, please give us an impression of fish.
Okay.
Aren't you the master of all animal impressions?
I am. I don't appreciate the word master, right. but yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, Big Mac Master Animal Impressionist.
Okay. This is the only only noise I've heard of fish.
Okay.
Make.
That's good. That's really actually very good.
Amazing.
Wow.
So,
how does he do it?
I don't know.
You think of the hours involved.
We were at the Chick-fil-A, which is what my niece liked to call it, and I think that's cute. So we're at Chick-fil-A, and this man comes in with a bag full
is
of goldfish.
Yeah.
Yes. And we're right next door to the pet store, and I suddenly got nostalgic. I remember as a child being gifted several times with the goldfish. I kept in a glass bowl on the mantle, and about a week later, we'd flush the goldfish down the toilet. Mm-hmm. I assumed it's because I was loving the goldfish to death and overfeeding it. The lady at the pet store told me, no, goldfish need filtration and they need room to move, and you killed it because it was breathing in its own ammonia. And the horror, I didn't know.
My dad told me that fish sleep until they get flushed down the toilet, that's where they want to live.
That's where they want to die.
So he said that
they fall asleep.
They will fall asleep until you flush them down the toilet, and then they're alive. So we had these big celebrations.
Them. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
It revives them.
It's like when they say your dog's being taken out to the farm.
Oh.
Yeah. So my history with a pet fish, not good.
Right.
About a week on average is how long I would manage to keep a fish alive. So with Emma Kelly, I'd already promised her a goldfish. I was like, well, what do I do? And the woman said the betta fish, most sturdy. Of course, I feel very sorry for betta because they live a life of solitude. They aren't allowed to be with other fish.
Like you. Yeah.
But I bought the miniature little tank and let Emma Kelly pick out the pretty colored rocks and a little pink tree, and we
now,
did
that's
all
not,
that.
That's not like you to go blow $15 like that.
It was 31.
Just all willy-nilly.
It was like $31 because the tank was on
sale.
Did you
buy it on eBay or something?
Was this the dollar fish store?
I had my little membership card.
That's Kelly Raspberry, maybe the cheapest woman I've ever met in my life.
I'm not cheap. I'm frugal.
No, she's frugal, though.
Why would I want to spend full price when I don't have to?
Cheap is frugal when you're saying it.
When you sign up for a free card and it saves you $20, come on.
But she will drive like 10 miles to get the free company newspaper.
She will.
How are we getting so diverted?
Everybody sing the dollar store song. Ready? Thank God for the dollar store.
So we buy the tank and everything. I go home and I follow every instruction to the T. I cannot let this fish die. Because the lady says, these can live for years. I do everything.
Really?
I don't know about that.
Yes. People have written me and said betta fish can live for years if you take care of them properly.
What's the difference between a betta and a goldfish?
Betas look cooler.
The betta fish has to live by itself.
All right.
And they're sturdier for some reason. I don't know. I did the water purifier. I got the filtration system.
Okay.
I got the little food. I did everything. Well, we put the food in and the fish wouldn't eat it.
Oh.
And she said, it's okay, because I was saying, what about if I go out of town? You can buy these little pellets that sink to the bottom and the fish can eat on them for a weekend or for a week. So I'm like, oh, we're good. This fish and I,
maybe
we're going to rock.
Maybe the fish is a Disney star.
So the fish would, the food would swirl around, the filtration would get it, and it'd send the fish pellet plummeting to planet Earth, to the rocks at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, he'll find it eventually.
Yeah.
The next day, the food would all be sitting there. So we'd do it again. The fish was not eating.
Yeah.
And the one time that I fed it, I gave it like 2 or 3 pellets. He was just consuming it.
So you have like a
so
fish with an eating disorder.
So last night I said, Emma Kelly, did you feed the fish today? She goes, yes, ma'am. I put in the pellet. I said, okay, I'm going to go check and give it some more tonight.
Have you made comments around the fish about how fat it is?
No.
All right.
It was not.
Okay.
So this isn't fish food that floats that he can get to.
It is fish food that floats, but then it sinks after
eventually,
the filtration.
Yeah.
So what we started doing, people would be mad at me because I figured the filtration was sinking it. We'd turn off the filter, let the food float until the fish ate it.
Killing the fish.
And then turn the filter back on.
Yeah. Have you been cleaning it?
It hasn't even been a week. It's been 4 days.
Oh, with the little drops in
I'm
it?
Guessing it wasn't the food
hadn't
that floated.
Hadn't even been a week.
But you got to put the little drops in it when you start it.
I did. I put all the drops in. I did everything by the book.
Oh.
And I go in last night, and I put in the food, and I look down to see if the fish is going to see it. And it's lying sideways. I'm like, oh, this isn't good.
I think hunger strike.
Yeah.
So what do?
The fish was fasting.
That fish did not want to live with the raspberries.
So what do? I know it's time to break the news to my daughter and the heartbreak of dealing with the death of her pet, the first of many pet deaths to come. That's just part of life, right?
Stop a second. Does everybody remember when their first pet died?
Oh, man.
Yeah, that was my first understanding of what death was.
That was a mess.
Whew.
I think I killed my first pet.
Yeah. Well, so did Kelly.
Yeah.
Well, not on purpose.
Okay.
I think this pet died because it was stupid. But anyway, so...
Can you die of stupidity?
Not... You
sure hope not.
You know, there's the food right there. You're floating 6 inches away from it. Eat it.
Darwin Awards.
So what do I do as the mother preparing to break the news to my daughter that her first pet that was really truly hers is dead?
Mm-hmm.
I go grab the tape recorder. Yes, I am void of ethics and morals when it comes to potential radio gold.
Or you want to help spread this lesson to all of those with a toddler.
Or that.
Yeah.
Well, one more joke, because I got something very important to tell you.
Why did a cow poo-poo on a girl?
Why?
Because he poo-pooed on a little girl who had soup in her hand, and the cow poo-pooed in it.
We're at the point where she makes up her own joke.
That child's on drugs.
So I get the tape recorder and she sees
that child
it. So
needs a drug test.
That means it's time to perform for mommy. That's what that's about.
Something wrong with that kid.
We just figured out why the fish died.
Yeah, the drugs.
Yeah.
So enough of the jokes, right?
Well, isn't Emma Kelly like famous for these words?
These were among her first words.
Wow. Oh,
yes.
See, this is first sign of a killer. They killed the animals.
So what else did you tell little Ted Bundy?
Anyway, so now that she's gotten the jokes out of her system.
Yeah.
Okay, let's settle down now. When I was a little girl, I used to get goldfish from, you know, like church. I go to church and they give me a goldfish. And usually a
Christian goldfish.
Live about a week. And then you know what happened?
They go to heaven.
It would die. And do you know what happens when fish die?
What?
You flush them down the toilet. Isn't that fun? So, would you like to go have some fun?
Wait, Mom.
This is how you explain the sanctity of death?
Oh, like it's fun?
You want to go have some fun? Let's go bury Grandma.
I'm trying to make her see this is okay.
We're going to dig a hole and put Grandma in
it. Circle of life.
Yeah, want to go have some fun?
Now she's going to look for animals to murder to flush down the toilet.
Oh, that's a murderer starter.
How about we go have some fun with my daddy?
You know?
Oh my God. Wow, Kelly.
Want to go have some fun?
When my beta fish dies, I'm going to flush it in the toilet.
Well, guess what?
What?
This is your lucky day.
Why?
Oh, no.
Mr. Fluffy Pants is dead.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. See him in there? Uh-oh. What do you think?
I'm going to flush him down the toilet.
You're okay with that?
Yes.
Well, do you feel bad? Do you feel bad about him being dead a little bit?
My little Emma Kelly.
Well, I thought you were into fashion.
Okay, good. Oh, okay. She's a real person.
Got a little
I'm actually encouraged by
that. Here's the thing. She's like,
crying. Got a little bit of remorse.
She's excited about flushing something that's not toilet paper and poo down the toilet, but then she's like, oh, yeah, but this is sad. And so here comes the waterworks.
Is she crying because you're going to flush it, not her?
No, I'm going to let her flush it. I'm not going to rip her of that joy.
That joy.
See, Mommy didn't have good luck with fish either. It's just not our thing. I'm sorry, honey.
What the luck the fish had.
Hey, but you know what? George is still alive, and Petey. We do really good with dogs and birds.
Let's flush him!
Not so good with fish. You want to, you know, say a prayer for him or anything before we flush him? You want me to ask him? All right. Dear Jesus, I'm really sorry that Mr. Fluffy Pants is dead, but thank you for letting us have him for as long as we did, and please take care of him in fish heaven. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Is that okay? You want to go flush him now, or you want to wait?
Flush him now.
You want to flush him now? Okay.
Why?
Why what?
Why did it do that?
Honey, it just, you know, I don't know.
I got a little black
These things
now.
Happen.
What else?
She got a little black hair. Like, this little black people do a funeral. Why are you leaving me? Why did he do that? Let me just get in the coffin with him for a minute.
These things happen. Ugh. That's $31 and something cents down the toilet. Yeah, let me get it. Ugh.
Shelly.
I just don't understand what went wrong here. All right.
Every time.
Come back for credit.
No,
you hear my mother.
We decided. We
oh yeah, the whole family's getting in on the flushing.
No, did you hear my mother? She went to get a ladle because I wasn't going to dump because there's rocks in this thing. She comes back. She goes, "Can't you take the fish back for credit?"
Oh my God!
That's where it's it comes from. Right?
Oh my God! For credit? That's what she said.
Yeah. That's where it comes from. We see now.
Can you take the fish back for credit?
Listen.
I just don't understand what went wrong here. Here we come. All right. Here we go.
Back for credit.
Can you take him back?
She wants some store credit.
Can you take him back for credit?
Actually, you can. If you have your receipt and you take your dead fish back up there, they'll give you another fish.
So you could kill him.
31 cents.
No, the fish, the beta fish are a little bit more expensive. It was $31 for all that stuff I bought. Right.
Credit.
We've decided we don't want another beta fish. Right, Emma Kelly?
Ew.
Yeah, ew. You ready? What do you want to say?
Sorry, fish, for doing me.
Sorry.
Sorry for killing you.
Do it.
Yeah.
Do it.
Bye, Mr. Fluffy Pants.
Bye.
That was kind of fast, huh? Some good suction action on that toilet. All right. Oh, well.
Did you explain where Fluffy Fish is going?
Usually the toilet gets that whole swirl action. There's some buildup, but it's like gone.
Did you explain where he'll end up?
Well, she sort of watches Nemo, that Finding Nemo.
Did they talk about the sewage system?
Well, I didn't really explain the sewage. No, in Finding Nemo, he just gets flushed right out into the ocean. Yeah. Isn't that comforting to
know?
Not
so much.
Gross.
Yeah.
But we did.
You okay?
No.
No? Anything I can do to make it better? Nothing? Not one thing I can do to make you feel better?
No.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Flush another one.
Are you scared that she's going to try to flush the bird down the toilet now when the bird's sleeping? Because I did that when the cat was sleeping one year.
I'm glad she was upset, though.
Well, she was excited about the flushing part, see? But then she's like, oh.
She was way too
excited. So the lesson to the kids is, death is sad, but the funeral is fun.
Yeah, make a game out of it.
Celebration of life.
And you know what? If people think I scarred her, she has not mentioned that fish since.
Yeah.
She's really okay. I don't want people to think I'm that horrible.
So,
I'm sort of horrible.
Have you put the tank up on Craigslist yet? I know you're not just going to throw it away.
No, I don't know what I'm going to do with it.
You'll find some way to get your money back.
You know, if a listener wants it, I'll let you have it. I don't really care that much, but I've got to drain it and clean it today. So, yeah. It was too late. It was late by the time this all went down. So,
are you going to waste that water? You got probably, what, 2 or 3 gallons in there?
No, it's not. It's just a little tabletop. Can you see the picture we posted of it? It's really small.
You want to really scar her for life? Get her a pregnant hamster.
Oh, man.
That'll do it.
The mommy eats the baby sometimes.
Don't tell that.
Well, Kelly, you got
to
know.
That was my first experience with death.
Yep.
I'm like, look, she's having babies. Oh, my God, that's amazing. Look at their so tiny little versions of her. Little tiny bitty. Wait a minute. Oh, look, she's kissing it. No.
Where'd the head go?
She's eating her children.
Yeah, that's gross.
Oh,
yeah.
Nasty.
That scarred me
I've never
forever.
Had it.
Yeah, I won't do
I
that.
I know you did it, but I've never had a hamster.
But how did I do? Wow. Grade me on a scale of 1 to 10.
And then the babies that she didn't eat grew up and ate her.
Trying to move on from the eating the mother and the young.
You got to.
Circle of life.
Wow.
We
wonder why women can't get along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I killed my little baby duck because I wanted to see it swim. And so I poured some
water. You wanted to see it float.
I poured some water in the bathtub. And I drowned it, I think.
Yeah.
That scarred me for life.
I think
I did. My mother was trying to, like, give it mouth to mouth or something. She was really trying to nurse it back. She had it, like, in a rag or something.
They gave you a duck for a pet.
Yeah.
Who in the hood has a duck?
I had a duck. I had two chickens. One was a hen.
Dude, people in the hood, you keep saying you're from Compton.
I am.
People in Compton have pit bulls.
No, Al couldn't afford that drug-carrying pigeon, so they got him a duck.
Yeah.
I had a duck.
Quack is whack, bro.
I had two.
Quack is whack.
Come on.
A hen and a rooster.
Quack is whack. Come on, Mr. Thug.
Yeah, I had a hen and a rooster.
I had a hen.
Better get you another hen. Bah, bah, bah. That's what we always used to say.
No, you did not. You are making that.
And I had a hen. And then I had
For
a dog.
For those of you new listeners, that's Big Al Mack, whose contract is up December 19th. Democratic in the morning.